Okay, so you're a committed outdoor enthusiast. You've got a state parks annual pass, a national forest pass could be another $20 or $30. A park and ski pass is yet something different, not to mention campground fees. Up to now, there's been a free alternative. You could walk onto lots of private timberland, but that's about to change in a big way, and it makes those earlier charges look like bargains.
So even just go hunt with my mom and take my mom, a person who's going to go out maybe once or twice a year, she has to buy a $250 permit, and I have to have a $250 permit.
Amy Spoon is an avid hunter, fisherman, and outdoor blogger from Montesano, Washington.
Just a flood of frustration and disgust basically came over me when I heard that.
Weyerhaeuser operates tree farms on three sides of Spoon's hometown. She and her neighbors use those woods as part of their rural way of life. But this year, the timber company is switching most of its Western Oregon and Western Washington tree farms to access by prepaid permit only. Families and clubs can also bid on leases to get a private hunting area. Weyerhaeuser spokesman Anthony Chavez says an access fee tryout last year convinced management to now roll out the policy statewide.
The permits sold out in 3 hours, showing there's obviously interest and demand. Two is we absolutely saw a decrease in vandalism and dumping on our tree farms during that period. And then the other thing we've heard is folks that were able to get a permit said, hey, this was a really great quality recreation experience.
Weyerhaeuser is not the only company to go this route. Idaho's largest timberland owner, the Potlatch Corp, started requiring hunters and campers to buy a recreation permit back in 2007 for the same reasons. Others include Inland Empire Paper Company, Rainier, Hancock, and Green Diamond. Retired state worker Emily Ray of Tumwater, Washington, occasionally hikes on private timberland with a club called the Tuesday Trotters. Then she saw permit prices posted ranging from a low of $75 up to $550 per tree farm.
It would break us. It was something we could not possibly do as individuals. And even as a group, it's beyond the kind of due structure we have.
Ray contends her group of watchful older ladies provide a service, and they don't cause any trouble.
And as a matter of fact, some of our group members are almost fanatical about picking up the aluminum cans. As we leave, we squash them and stick them in bags.
Ray notes some private timberland owners have chosen not to charge a fee, instead just requiring prior registration for security. State fish and wildlife agencies are concerned rising fees will result in additional crowding on public lands. Later this month, commissioners in coastal Washington's Grays Harbor County will even entertain an ordinance to prohibit recreation access fees on private forest lands. Weyerhaeuser doubts the county has the authority to do that, by the way. Protest petitions are circulating in nearby Cowlitz County. Outdoorswoman Amy Spoon argues resistance is not futile.
I think a lot of people's fears if we don't do anything, then it's just going to keep progressing. Fees are going to get higher. Areas that are locked up are going to get bigger.
Unlike Washington and Idaho, in Oregon, the Weyerhaeuser-type access permits are a new trend. Several hunters I contacted there sounded less rebellious. They were reluctant to tell a private company how to use its land. Weyerhaeuser spokesman Chavez acknowledges his company may eventually turn a profit from its recreation permit program.
At the outset, we're hoping to at least offset those costs we're incurring. And then over time, if the program's successful, there's the potential to generate additional revenue.
Weyerhaeuser controls more than 2 million acres in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Tom Bonsu reporting.